Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Cody and Gold, presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Time now for our national cash contest.
1,000 on the 30s. Here on 610 Sports Radio, you're going to text the code word GLITTER. The 72881. I think we're familiar with a Gary Glitter song from back in the day, right? GLITTER. The $1,000 cash winner in the national cash contest. 610 Sports Radio, the only one here in KC sports radio station that is giving you a chance at $8,000. Just listen on the 30s. We'll have another chance coming for you at 12:30. Complete rules up at 610sports.com. But make sure you text Glitter to 72881. That's GLITTER. For a chance at $1,000. We had a $1,000 winner last week. Looking for another one this week, next week, whenever. So just go ahead and text that over to 72881.
Right around 20 minutes away from Andy Reid. He's expected to address the media. We'll carry that live for you. Also, Patrick Mahomes today, Anthony Hitchens, Mitchell Schwartz, and Damian Williams. So you want to hear from some of the Chiefs as they continue to get set, as they'll head to Miami on Sunday afternoon. I think they're supposed to arrive there or already be there around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, we'll have plenty of coverage starting on Sunday from Miami, again, set for Super Bowl 54. We were talking about if you could recreate that iconic Lynn Dawson photo from halftime of Super Bowl 4, what would that look like? We gave you some of our ideas. Cody tweeted that out as well on his Twitter account, at Cody B. Tapp. On the text line, Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line, 69306. This is a good one. This might be the best one we've had text in. This kind of goes with my theme of the endorsement route for Mahomes.
Which is a route.
This said, to recreate the picture in today's world, Pat Mahomes would be sitting on a metal folding chair from Nebraska Furniture Mart, wearing Oakley's, drinking a Chiefs Kingdom Blonde Ale, next to his State Farm agent, Stephanie, eating a tomahawk steak with ketchup. That fits.
It does. That plays. Honestly, that route's not bad. It's really not bad. It's pretty strong, just generally speaking, but I'll give credit. Credit where credit's due. I mean, somebody also just said instead of a cigarette, it's just a French fry out of his mouth, which is also
with some ketchup nearby.
Probably an accurate statement based on what we know about Patrick Mahomes as well. But I'll take suggestions. I like them because there's a lot of 2020 versions. I just know that it's not a cigarette and a fresca.
Definitely not
anymore. The 2020 version of that is not that anymore.
It has not been a cigarette and a fresca for quite some time, I would guess. We had this conversation 20 years ago. Still wouldn't be that, I would imagine.
No, probably not. But boy,
you got to go back at least.
I'm about to think way too hard about that.
You got to go back at least 30 or 40 or so to get in that territory whatsoever. And so when Radio Row gets going for us next week at the Super Bowl, and there's all these storylines that are out there trying to figure out what people are going to be discussing, we've gone through the obvious stuff, which are the legacies of Reid and Mahomes and Kyle Shanahan and things like that. But also at the same time, every year, if anybody's covered a Super Bowl or you just paid attention to radio every week, there's always a comment or two, whether it's good or bad. A player says something coming off of that opening media night that blows up and is kind of a big theme of the week, essentially. And also, people nationally write columns about things that maybe locally we've discussed for years or haven't discussed in years, right? And how do we see that going? Because I think there's a few obvious ones where who or what is everybody talking about on Radio Row next week? The biggest off-the-field storyline, or what Chiefs player, for me, is most likely to make the comment that just gets overblown? And on the 49ers side, most people are going to say Richard Sherman. That seems like the obvious
fairly one. Obvious guess.
Now, if you're here in Kansas City, maybe it's something that Dee Ford has to say, because he did speak recently. We'll have some of that for you, a quote that he said that I think maybe got taken out of context a little bit.
I think he made it out of context.
Yeah, he may not have understood what he actually was saying. We'll explain that momentarily. But for the Chiefs, there's two guys that come to mind right away. First, it's got to be Frank Clark, who makes a comment that gets people talking, specifically maybe on the other side. We've already seen it recently, haven't we?
Leader in the clubhouse, yes.
I mean, first of all, after the game, right? Like, after this past game, he said this.
And all we do is continue to prove to them who the baddest motherfuckers on the planet are.
You're saying stuff like that before the Titans game. You're mentioning, well,
Derrick Henry's not that hard to
240,
tackle.
245, 250. We've tackled guys like that before. Backed it up. We all know that. So there's no reason to believe that he's not going to continue talking with that confidence, him and other guys. My pick, I'll settle with Frank Clark. Come Monday night, I think he has the comment that maybe, not controversial, but just who he is, this attitude that he has about this defense, maybe directed toward the 49ers a little bit.
I think someone might say Kelce. Because in times past, he's been really good. For a quote like that, when he's calling the Zebras, like, you know, working at Foot Locker and going through, yeah. He's had some quotes over the years that have been picked up in a big way over the course of that. But last week, I actually saw him be the voice of reason when it was Tyreek Hill who had instead said something about being uncoverable that then got blown somewhat out of proportion for an AFC title game because, you know, Kelce had said, hey, look, we're just trying to say that we're more confident people. I thought Frank Clark's comments last week's were way more directly in the face of the opponent they were getting ready to take on. But while Clark is probably the most obvious answer, there's a couple I know it isn't.
Definitely not Mahomes.
It's not going to be Sammy Watkins. He's never really said anything that got him in trouble during that time. I think Chris Jones tends to be a little more careful in these situations. Versus when, you know, there are times when he's, like, I know that he can be good for a quote, too, but I think he tends to be a little more careful.
And that changed. That changed after earlier in the season, I think, a little bit.
It did.
With his comment about the fans and attendance of opposing.
I know, but it shouldn't. Chris Jones should be feel free to say what he feels is right in that moment. I would constantly encourage him to do that. I actually think my answer goes back to Tyreek Hill, because I think that this offense is riding the kind of high that they're not going to let the 49ers defensive unit stand the test of get the conversation that they think that they should have. Like, it's one thing if, you know, parts of, like, the 49ers, that was Derrick Henry. Frank Clark could step in it, but there's nobody on their offense that they're just going to just, like, beat down your throat the way it is. They're going to talk about that 49ers defense over and over and over again. And I think it'll be an offensive player who probably says something to the confidence level that they spoke before, which is why Tyreek Hill feels like a kind of obvious choice for that.
Was it last Thursday or Friday? Yeah, he had the comment that basically said nobody can match up with him. Nobody can stick
with him.
Wasn't
wrong.
And he wasn't wrong. But I think it'd be something like that where it's not a full-blown, hey, he's not going to specifically say, the 49ers can't guard us. But he's going to continue, I think, talking about what he mentioned even heading into that Titans game. It'll be something along those lines. I also think just storyline, fortunately, unfortunately, depending on what side you're on, you know, you're going to have two, I think, national stories kind of be brought back that aren't discussed here in Kansas City recently, unfortunately, that will come back up, and I already have seen it through social media, and the two that come to mind, I think we can all expect is just to be prepared for it next week. There's two things. One, you're going to have a column or two nationally, I think, about the Chiefs and the Tomahawk chop, just because it will come up nationally, because it'll be at the forefront with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I've already seen, we already had one columnist write something here fairly recently.
He's a Native American columnist.
And I'm not saying that people shouldn't feel a certain way. I just think that will become something that you see mentioned quite a bit, at least nationally. I also think the Tyreek Hill stuff in the past will be brought up again. It's just where, no matter, we see it, and we've seen this kind of stuff happen with other teams are there. If there's any controversy around an organization or a specific player, nationally, it's going to be brought to the forefront again. And so that's something that they'll have to deal with a little bit.
Obviously, we know the Dee Ford conversation comes into this too, and probably the previous quarterbacks between the two franchises that are so shared. The thing that will benefit both those teams for the, you know, the skeletons that probably live in both closets, because someone should probably re-bring back up the fact that Emmanuel Sanders was coming to Kansas City and then didn't. I actually spoke to him the last time he was in the Super Bowl about that. He was like, look, it was a better situation. I was there covering Radio Row the week that he was there with Denver after he had ditched Kansas City to go to Denver to go win a Super Bowl. And it worked. Can't blame him for his decision-making at that time. He went to go win a Super Bowl and finds himself in another Super Bowl again. But the thing that will benefit those guys, because you say Tyreek Hill, but if you're going to say that, you might as well say Frank Clark too.
Yeah, sure.
Because they both have those pasts, and we know that those things will be brought up in columns in the weeks leading up to these, you know, in the next 10 days leading up to the game. We know those things will be brought up. They're really helped by the fact all the teams that have any skeletons they want to hide and only want positive storylines, including the Chiefs, are really helped by the fact that Patrick Mahomes is an impossibly good dude who is very likable and a future star of the NFL, if not the star of the NFL now, and Andy Reid's story that comes from not winning that Super Bowl. While I think that some of those other storylines will come up, because Emmanuel Sanders' storyline should come up, Dee Ford going offsides should come up. You know, the tail end of some of the guys that come in through there, because there are good stories, as we well know. We heard from Mike Pennell earlier from the drive yesterday. Like, there are great stories that come up with individual players that you had no idea about, including, you know, we even saw, you know, a Chiefs player mention that he used to work at Dolphin Stadium and now he gets to be there. All those things will factor in. I think an overwhelming majority of positive stories do come up. I think so many of the things that will come up will be based on quotes that come from there. And there are several players on both sides that I think are capable of getting a quote that blows up.
There is. And, you know, the stories that I mentioned, the two, I'm not saying those are going to be the number one dominating stories. I'm just saying, other than the obvious ones about the game itself and guys passed in a positive way, which will definitely be, we only have 6,000 media members there all week long on Radio Row and everything. Someone's going to write something negative, okay?
Oh, I know.
There will be plenty.
And there'll be plenty.
I promise you.
The two obvious ones you mentioned, the domestic violence past of two former Chiefs players, are at the forefront of that. If you're saying...
Someone's already writing it right now, I promise you. Someone's already working on it. They're waiting to get in a quote or so next week, but they're already writing.
But beyond that, the Chiefs don't have a lot of storylines that kind of fall under that category for me. Like personal stuff.
I think people in Kansas City, those are things that people have moved on from. Right, in Kansas City, we haven't talked about some of that stuff in a while. Yeah, even the tomahawk chop and the name the Chiefs, like that doesn't come up here in a while. I know it has, of course, but
it always comes up anytime. And there was a national writer who's of Native American descent who wrote about it here recently, and I think those conversations will continue to come up as long as the Chiefs are named the Chiefs and have an arrowhead as a logo. Got rid of some of the things that people found more offensive about their cultural background, which including war paint. And the factors that kind of came, they got rid of some of those things that factor into the rest of that. I understand
that's
that.
That's a bigger NFL
issue,
too.
But that will forever be that doesn't matter if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl or not, somebody will always have, and I'm not saying they shouldn't, have an issue with that portion of the Chiefs' history. And we'll continue to say, like, oh, his big chief was the mayor, and this is these are the things that factored in. And what other sides you land on, because you can land on both sides of that, I would say that. It factors itself in. But I just continue to say that those storylines will kind of move.
And I think those are NFL issues as well. I mean, if Washington was in the Super Bowl, it would be even more magnified versus if Kansas City was in the Super Bowl, just in terms of that particular issue as well. All right, coming up next, we expect to hear from Andy Reid. We'll get a break in here. And when we hear from him, we're also expected to hear from Patrick Mahomes. We also have a 4-pack of tickets to Royals Fan Fest still to give away here. It's Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.